The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
In those days a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I wrote 8 sermons, and I'm up here without one because I don't have enough time. It'd take me about an hour to really tell you what I need to tell you, and no one came here tonight for an hour, so I understand that. So I just want to share a few points. It's going to be a little rambling for my taste, but hopefully it's of worth for you. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus. I have wrestled with those words for 3 weeks because of the incongruity. An incongruity is we're talking about God and overlooking the fact that basically it says there's a man calling the shots. It's a human being, Caesar Augustus. He was, by Roman standards, not a bad guy. And what he accomplished was renowned as the Peace of Rome, the Pax Romana. And so from a human aspect of things, especially if you're a Roman, he was a good guy. He was successful. But I've wrestled with it because there's more to the story. Lord Acton wrote to a bishop once that power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely, and all great leaders are evil men. And that's true. And that's what these words at the beginning of the gospel have just played around in my head on. You and I live in a world today where there are many Augustuses. And it's naive as Christians to say everything's going to be fine, because if you know anything about history, most times in places it wasn't. The Roman Empire was roughly 1 million square miles. And there are, in the neighborhood, depending on who you read, 50 to 100,000 people living there. 1 in 4 of them was a slave. And if you were a slave, they could literally do anything they wanted to you, and they did. It was a dark place. The pagan world was dark. They didn't take care of sick people, and they didn't take care of poor people. And in terms of who lives mattered, it was the 10% who were citizens who had power. And that could change on a dime. It was a corrupt world by our standards. It was a harsh world by our standards. And it's the world in which Jesus was born. And as I look throughout history, what I see is it's repeated over and over again. So I'm giving you the real quick view. If you go back in Genesis, there's a story about a tower. And you know it as the Tower of Babel. But if you actually read the original language, it's the Tower of Babylon. And Babylon is the image throughout the Bible of human kingdom. And so that's the first kingdom, and Nimrod is the first example of what we call Antichrist in the Christian tradition. And at the end of the Bible, there's a book called Revelation, and it talks about Babylon. And we live in Babylon. It's called America. And that's what Babylon is. It's worldly power. Because power is the most seductive thing. And last night, I've never had more trouble writing a sermon. But last night, I stumbled across something that really clarified it for me. So this is what I want to focus on. It has to do with Tolkien's vision of the world in Lord of the Rings. And it was written by just a guy on the internet who talked about stuff. And what he was talking about is why the new version that came out, I guess it's on Amazon, why it's so bad. And he said the reason it's so bad is because they don't understand Tolkien. They made Tolkien into Game of Thrones. And Game of Thrones is about power. And let's be clear, we're about power. I like winning arguments. I like being bigger and stronger. And when I'm not, I don't like it. And I don't like to lose. And I want to make the world a better place. And the problem with that is, I want to make the world a better place, and I'm relying on myself to determine what's a better place. And that's the problem in our country today. There's a lot of people are doing everything in their power to make the world a better place, and they don't care who they have to crush to do it. And the people we trust the most, we can't trust anymore. And we all know it. We know the media lies to us, literally lies to us. And they get caught lying all the time. And we know people in the government get rich, requiring us to get, I don't want to get too further, telling us we need to do things that turned out to be a $1 billion industry for someone else. And we know the people in charge of making decisions make decisions based on what's in it for them. Not terribly different from Emperor Augustus. And it's true in the church, too. We know the church. There's people abused by the church. And ministers are horrible creatures. God forgive us all. And in all honesty, as much as I try to be a good person and try to be a prayerful person, if I was in charge of the whole world, it would be a nightmare. An absolute nightmare. And I think I'm probably a better person than most of the people who are in charge. I really care more about other people than they do. And so we're confronted with a reality today that echoes in these words. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus. In the message of the Bible, and if you read morning prayer, you know I always tell you, read morning prayer. Isaiah said 2 days ago, the day will come, says the Lord, when I'll deliver you from the tyrants. And Augustus, as good as he was, relatively speaking, was still a tyrant. And I'm a tyrant. And you're a tyrant. So on this Christmas day, and you know it's loaded with all this, I have to listen to carols for 2 days beforehand so I don't start crying here. Because there's so much emotion tied up, so much with the camera. Look at these guys. I remember when you were little. You know, you come in and you remember when your kids were little, and you remember all those moments. There's a couple more. There's all these grown-up kids. And it's like, now I understand how my parents felt. And so there's a beauty tonight, and it's not just about Jesus. It's about the beauty of loving your family and loving the people in your family. And a lot of you, I've been here 21 years, and a lot of you have been come for 21 years. So we've been doing this thing. But underneath all that sweetness and beauty, underneath all this reality of the darkness of the world, the darkness of the Augustus in our midst, is a question. Power is seductive, and going back to the Lord of the Rings, the ring is the ring of power. And it's most dangerous to those who would make the world a better place. And the guy said what they don't understand as they've made this new Amazon movie is Tolkien's vision was there is no Savior but God. That every character must do what they must do and suffer what they must suffer and trust God will take care of it. And that's why Frodo can't kill Gollum. Even though we all know in ours, it's like, man, why don't you kill that fishy thing to start? Because the paradox of the story is that nasty little creature ends up destroying the ring. Because no one else could. Except the baby in the manger. So as we gather here tonight, we're confronted with the question. Caesar or Jesus? Who's the true king? And what I'm going to tell you is tonight a lot less people are in church for Christmas, and there's going to be increasingly less and less people in church because they're choosing Caesar. And let's be clear, they will do whatever it takes to accomplish their dream. And they don't care who they have to step on to make it happen. But Jesus came to heal and to forgive and to teach us how to love. And so my message tonight is trust the angels. Trust the message of the angels. He is the Messiah King. He's the Savior. Not us. Not any groups we're part of. He is. And God will find a way. So fear not. There's nothing to fear. The first collection is for the poor and needy. Please be generous.